From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, a security expert just back from dinner with the president of Iran. We'll get the latest on the behind-the-scenes thinking in New York.
But first, at least 850 flights across the U.S. have been canceled today because of a fire at a Federal Aviation Administration radar center near Chicago. Flights at O'Hare and Midway airports were grounded this morning, and a man with self-inflicted wounds was found inside that radar center. For the latest, we turn to Sean Kennedy from station WBEZ in Chicago. He's at O'Hare. And Sean, what more can you tell us about what caused this?
Well, there's not a whole lot of information, but what we do know right now is that it is not a terrorist act. The Aurora police chief, Greg Thomas, said that the fire was deliberately set, but is not a terrorist act. It was a local issue with a contract employee and nothing else. What happened was that there was a fire in this facility, this air traffic control facility in Aurora. It was about 5:40 this morning. When police arrived, they found a man near the fire with a self-inflicted non-gunshot wound, though we don't know much more about that.
Well, and what may surprise people is that a fire at an air traffic control facility like this would shut down traffic at some of the busiest airports in the country. What kind of backup systems were in place?
Well, part of why it's causing so many problems is because of the type of air traffic control center this is. This Aurora facility is known as the Chicago Center. It's an en route air traffic facility, which means that it handles all the high-altitude traffic across the Midwest. From there, they direct planes through high-altitude airspace, then hand off to air traffic controllers for lower altitude, and those ones hand off to ones at actual airport towers.
So how
the effects of this can really ripple through.
Well, and they have, absolutely. And how bad are the delays at this point?
Hundreds of flights are canceled. About 850 flights are canceled out of here. Many more are delayed. Planes are getting out now, and people are being rebooked, but there are hundreds of people still waiting for flights. I've heard a lot of people who are just going to drive instead.
Well, and you, I know, heard from a couple of people. I want to play some of the sound that you gathered. This is Anthony Borg and Ryan Igbenal there at O'Hare.
Been stuck here since 7:30 in the morning. Our flight's been canceled now. I have to do a road trip home.
My flight's been canceled. I think I'm flying out tomorrow morning, but I'm not sure yet. That's why I'm in line. I don't even know if getting on another airline or another flight at another time is an option.
Sean, what else are you hearing from passengers?
Really, it's more calm than you would think out here. The passengers are kind of working together. Some of them have been sharing tips about which airline has flights getting out and what's the best way to get to a different terminal to get a different flight. There is kind of an odd sense of camaraderie out here.
And when are things expected to get back to normal?
It is difficult to say. The backlog is so considerable that it's going to take hours to even start working through it.
All right. Sean Kennedy with station WBEZ in Chicago joining us from O'Hare Airport. Sean, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.